Children, Bereti KNA by Sarah Njagi. Parents of children living with developmental disabilities have been urged to register them for the Autism and Other Related Developmental Disabilities Program, ARDV, for them to access essential support interventions needed to better their conditions. Speaking at his office, the Kericho County Coordinator Disability Services Hopkins Olasi said the initiative by National Council for Persons with Disabilities, NCPWD, follows a nationwide survey of individuals living with ARDV, and this outlined the priority areas for intervention and implementation of the program this financial year. As a council, we know that our clients who have these developmental disabilities have many challenges, including financial constraints, discrimination, and stigma. Some need incontinence supplies like diapers, some require therapy, others need diagnostic tests to support their therapy sessions. The program will be implemented this year, but there will be a continuous registration exercise as we endeavor to assist many more, said Olasi. Mr. Olasi revealed that the targeted developmental disabilities include autism, cerebral palsy, epilepsy, Down syndrome, hydrocephalus, spina bifida, and mental learning or intellectual disabilities who are set to benefit from therapy sessions, essential medication, and other crucial support. So far, 159 beneficiaries in Kericho have been captured, but the targeted population for this region is 200, and we envision to registering more than this number, added the county disability officer. We have done mapping, assessment, and registration of these beneficiaries in several locations of Capture-Bor, Tendwit, and Tulwet, Roray, and Kipkelian Special School for Mentally Handicapped in the last 1 week, and this will be a continuous process. We know there are many we have not registered, and we are still waiting for more to register. This financial year, the council is targeting 10,000 ARDV beneficiaries in the country, but for Kericho County, target stands at 200, said Olasi. He disclosed that requirements needed for the registration exercise, which is captured on the eCitizen online portal, are notably a national identification card for children above 18 years, a birth certificate for minors, medical report from a medical practitioner, and a passport size photo. Olasi further revealed that those already captured were beneficiaries into the ARDV program between the ages of 2 years and 36 years, with 16 cases of children living with mental learning disabilities from Kipkelian Special School for Mentally Handicapped captured to benefit from the ARDV program. He encouraged parents living with children having ARDV not to conceal them, but seek to secure assistance for them to enjoy their basic human rights and well-being, adding this will help in breaking the stereotype and stigma associated with such kind of disabilities. Parents ought not to hide their children living with ARDV. The government has set aside services for them. When there is early intervention like therapy for these children at a young age, some of the disabilities can be avoided, and our aim is to offer early intervention measures, said the Kericho County Disability Officer. Speaking to KNA at Africa Inland Church grounds in Kiboibe location within Inamoi sub-county, Kericho, Jane Chepkoch, a mother of a 26-year-old mentally disabled son Wycliffe Kumutai Langat, revealed that her son's problems started when he was 7 months old, when he developed a growth on his head that later led to the loss of his eyesight when he was in Form 3. This forced her son to drop out of school, as he was now both visually and mentally challenged. After my son, who is the second born in a family of 6 children, lost his eyesight, I assumed the role of caregiver, since he could not do anything for himself without assistance. He had to undergo 2 operations, and this has not helped much, as he collapses several times in a day. I was once assisted by well-wishers and even sold part of my land for his medication and to fund his 2 surgeries, but I'm now seeing light at the end of the tunnel, as he will now be assisted with essential interventions like his drugs and therapy to enable him live a comfortable life, said Mama Chepkoch.